Yep, now I'm good, ready to go.
Three?
Yep.
Okay, start talking after three.
Okay.
Three.
Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Lawlessness Freedom Hour on this September 9, 2019. This is Peyman Motahedeh. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School. Tonight, I will cover the topic of the ex-IRS agent, tell it like it is, exposing massive IRS fraud on you, the American people. Now, get ready, folks. This is going to shock you. If you're new to this stuff, folks, if you didn't know that the IRS and the deep state have been lying to the American people and ripping off the American people in a massive scale, get ready, because I promise you, this is going to be some new stuff you never heard before. It's going to blow your lid. So I just want to make sure you're prepared that if you're a newcomer to all this stuff about IRS lies and fraud in a huge way, you're going to hear you see the law for the first time, yeah, and expose that this whole system is a bunch of deception to the American people, how to enslave you, to make the American people poor, and make the big banks, the corporations, them rich, the banksters. I'm going to show that stuff to you, and I'm going to offer some solutions, of course, at the end. Always, Freedom Law School is about education, answers, and solutions that work for you, every American people, and American people as a whole. So if you've not been to our website, Freedom Law School's website is livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org. Go there, and on the first page, sign up. Be sure to get your freedom education package sent to you by mail for free. Cost us $5 to make and mail one to you, but it's yours free. And you get weekly education material that you will not find any place else on the internet. So go to livefreenow.org, and I'm going to tell you about this story of this former IRS gun-carrying special agent, this whistleblower, who blew the lid on the IRS 20 years ago. In fact, this year is the anniversary of Joseph Bannister exposing the fraud on income tax. He's going to tell it to you like it is. The reason he's not here, folks, is because of this. He's a friend of mine. He's a student of mine. But I'm going to give you summary of his story, and then I'm going to give you the sources, his own speeches and documents, for you to go and check it out in further detail, because otherwise it will just take way too long to give you everything. I'm a good storyteller to put it all together in a short, concise fashion. And I'm telling you, you can check it out and take it from there. First, we're going to go to my screen of Freedom Law School, and we're going to go to Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org, and see the information there. So let's go to our screen, Freedom Law School, okay? And livefreenow.org. I tapped in on my screen already, but you can do it yourself on your own computer. And when it comes up, are we on there, James? Okay, here we go. Here it is, livefreenow.org. When you go there, go on under the education materials tab, okay? Education materials tab, and go down to the income tax reward. The second drop down menu item is income tax reward, and click on that. And this page has Freedom Law School's $300,000 income tax reward. I'll come back to that in just a minute. But let's go down further on this thing page. And you're going to see, as you keep going down, you're going to see a video. And the reason I have this video here in front of you, because this is the picture of Joseph Bannister, Joe Bannister, who was a special agent with the IRS's Criminal Investigation Division. His job was to investigate people for tax crimes. He carried it, was given a gun and a badge, and so to recommend prosecutions by government lawyers to put him in jail, and he was good at it. He worked with the IRS from 1995 to 1999, and 1994, I'm sorry, to 1999, and then, he prosecuted successfully, about five different small business owners for various tax crimes. So this is a speech. This is my favorite speech of his, right? You can go to our website, click on that, and you'll see this thing. This is a speech that he gave at Freedom Law School's Freedom Rally in 2000. Okay, so Joe right now, of course, like me, looks a little bit older. At that time, he was making $80,000 a year. Well, in today's money, folks, he'd be making over $200,000. That's me, yours truly, as you can see, with all black hair, about to introduce him to give a speech for about about an hour and 20 minutes at Freedom Law School's 2000 Freedom Rally at the Atrium Hotel in Irvine, California. So because this speech by itself is so long, okay, I'm going to refer to you, but I'm going to summarize what this speech is and other ones as you'll see. So look at me now back, folks. I'm going to tell you what you guys are going to see in a little bit, what's going on. Joe, he came from a family that his father was a peace officer. His brothers, he had three brothers, they all were peace officers, sheriff or city police, you know, all born in that, you know, carrying a gun, enforcing the law. Straight up honest guy, became an accountant. Rather soft-spoken accountant guy, opposite of me type of thing in some ways. And he, as a certified public accountant, worked for private accounting firms like Pete Marwick, big accounting firm. And he was looking to get a job. Oh, let me say about the thing about him. What's interesting. The short story is this. You ready? Here's a short story of Joe Bannister. After being with the IRS for over 5 years, when he heard about income tax being a fraud from Freedom Law School, myself, and a few others in the Freedom Movement, he wrote a book, a 90-page book. James, could you give me a copy of his book, please, if you don't mind? He wrote a book called Investigating the Federal Income Tax. About, look, the income tax seems to be a fraud and a lie on the American people. There is no law requiring people to file and pay the federal income tax, the American people. Now, the plan was to put it out there, but what he did, rather than putting it out by himself, and here's the book, by the way. Here's the actual photocopy of the book, the contents of it, he gave it to the IRS, to a supervisor. In San Jose, California, IRS Criminal Investigation Division office, he gave him this book. This is actually photocopied out, the content of this book. And he wrote a respectful letter to the commissioner of the IRS, the head of the IRS, Mr. Rosati, and demanded that they refute his findings about income tax being a fraud. So look, I've got oath to God and the American people to uphold this Constitution. Not whatever my superior is telling me to break the law. And it looks like I'm breaking the law and I can't do that. I got to be faithful to my oath to uphold the Constitution. So show me whether I'm wrong and I should continue imposing income tax on American people, put him in jail for it, or you got to stop this thing with the IRS breaking the law. He said, otherwise, I got to resign. I cannot stay here in good conscience, violate my oath to uphold the Constitution. I cannot just break that oath. His manager of the IRS, who's actually a personal friend, said, are you serious, Joe? He said, yes, I'm dead serious. So his manager sent the book all the way to the headquarters of Washington, D.C., IRS office, and told him, well, here it is. Here's his letter. Here's the book. Joe came back a few days later. He was called by his manager and said, here it is. He pushed a letter forward to Joe across the desk and said, I was told to give this to you. And the letter basically says, Joe, we're not going to respond to your book. We're not going to respond to your allegations. The income tax is a fraud and a lie in American people, that there is no law requiring the average American to file income tax. Now, think about it, folks. Americans file income tax, two-thirds of Americans file income tax, 2 out of 3 Americans file income tax. And they do that because they believe there's a law that requires them to do so. So if there's a law, why did the IRS leadership with the lawyers of the IRS simply just show them the law? the IRS code sections. Here's the entire Internal Revenue Code. This is the IRS law. The Internal Revenue Code, over about 10,000 sections. Tens of thousands of subsections, over 100,000. Toilet paper thin, tiny print. Look at that, folks. The IRS code, right? Maybe you don't understand it, but the lawyers of the IRS, they know what's in there. They can show them the law. Here it is, Joe. Of course, I got my favorite section tabbed. This is a 1998 copy, 21-year-old copy of mine. They could have done that, right? Joe, you're wrong. This book of yours is nonsense. Here's the exact code section. We're going to open up the exact code section. Here it is, the law requiring the average American to file a paper tax. Case closed. But they didn't do that. Why? Why wouldn't they? It's a simple thing to do. Obviously, because there is no law. So all they did is say, well, Joe, we'll give you a week to think about it. If you want, you can resign. We're not going to answer you. So Joe did exactly that. Okay, I'm going to resign. Now, mind you, me, I told Joe, don't resign. Stay in there. Give him hell from the inside. Demand that they answer you. But Joe was, you know, very naive at the time. So I thought, well, I'm going to expose him and tell him. And once the agent like me comes out, it's going to be over because everybody's going to find out. That's what he really thought. He didn't know how corrupt the mainstream media was to cover up things for the establishment. So even though he spoke at our 1999 Freedom Rally in Newport Beach, California for the first time, and I faxed all the major media in LA, Los Angeles area. This is coming up. Somebody from inside the IRS is coming up exposing the IRS fraud. Now, one reporter from any television, radio station, newspaper from Los Angeles great area came to cover it. Not one. So as a result of Freedom Law School putting Joe Banister out there, and I printed 10,000 copies of his book and distributed it for him. Printed out, got it out there to American people. You know, and what happened is a guy named Bob Schultz of We the People Foundation from upstate New York heard about him, put him on his radio program, and then took him up to Washington, D.C. from California, flew him out there to debate the government about Joe's claims that income tax is a giant lie and a fraud of the deep state and American people. IRS was invited. U.S. Department of Injustice, the lawyers of the government were invited. President, heads of Congress were invited. No one showed up to this debate. Look at my screen now. I'm going to show you this debate that they were invited. I mean, Joe and several other speakers, leaders of the movement, were to debate. And look, here's the second video you see on this page. See? This video, Illegality and Income Tax Exposed. This was, as you can see in the bottom left of this picture, on C-SPAN 2. That was as close to national TV as you can get, C-SPAN 2. Okay? And this was on July 2nd, 1999 in Washington, D.C. And at $65 for two videos, there was no DVDs back then, two videos, this was the most requested and paid for video of any program C-SPAN ever done in its history, ever. Here, as you see, this is Bob Schultz, head of We the People Foundation. Okay, and you see next to him, these four people sitting there. The second one is Joe Banister with a mustache, along with Bill Benson, the first one, and Joe Banister, Bill Conklin, and Attorney Larry Bucraft at the end of what you see here. So this is something you got to watch, okay, because, you know, here's the legality of taxes. This was a very respectful debate. Here it is, the Bill Benson, who got documentation, Sixth Amendment was ratified, is exposing that. Now after him, after Bill Benson, you see Mr. Joe Banister. That's him. Speaking about him, confronting the IRS about the income tax fraud. After him, here's Mr. Bob Schultz again. This is Bob Schultz, head of We the People Foundation. Remember, folks, this is 20 years old now. And he went and brought Bill Conklin, a great orator, who explained income tax, how it violates your right to not give information to be used against you, and the top researcher, lawyer in the freedom movement about the IRS, attorney Lowell or Larry Beecraft. Okay. So here these guys were experts, were there. Look at me, folks. They were just a few steps away from the White House and Congress and the IRS headquarters, just a couple of miles at the National Press Club. I mean, these guys were flown from across the country to come and debate the government. Bill Conklin from Colorado, Larry Beecraft from Alabama, Bill Benson from Chicago, Illinois, and Joe Bannister from California, San Jose, California. Yet not one IRS agent, not one IRS employee, one IRS lawyer, or one Department of Injustice lawyer could be spared to come and debate and say, you guys are all wrong. Here it is. Here's the IRS code section, IRS code book. You got to, everybody got to follow income tax. Here it is. Very clear language of the law. Did they do that? No. Not one person from the government showed up to debate these guys on live on C-SPAN 2. So with the People Foundation, James, give me one of the U.S. Today ads, if you would, please. What happened is that the People Foundation put several other debates together and again invited heads of Congress, IRS, the White House, U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers. Come on and just get it out in the open for American people to see the truth, the law. Are these people like Joe Bannister all wet? If that's, you know, let us know. Please correct us if we are wrong. Well, nobody showed up again to any of these debates. Nobody. So what happened is that a guy named Mike Bodine was part of We the People Foundation organization with Bob Schultz, offered, say, look, why don't we put an ad in the major paper like USA Today and expose this stuff? The government doesn't want to come even debate this issue. What are we? A communist Soviet Union? Communist China dictatorship? Is this government by the people, of the people, for the people? That's what it's supposed to be in America, right? Of the people, by the people, for the people. But it seems to be run by the big banks and corporations and politicians, of them, for them, for the insiders. Let's put an ad in a major newspaper like USA Today. Bob Schultz said, well, who's got the money? Mike Bodine said, here, I'll put it up, $40,000 of 1999 money, over $100,000 today's money. Right? So that's what they did. Now, let's go to my screen. I'm going to show you a copy of this ad. Okay, talk about that. Okay, by the way, this is Bob Schultz again. Talk about this stuff again some more, you'll see. So let's go to Freedom Law School website. And when you go to Education Materials tab again, go down to Educate Congress tab, okay? Educate Congress is telling the story of Joe Bannister, okay? And here it is. We're going to go down a little bit to get to these downloads. This download, you see, the second one is the U.S. Today ad of July 2000. I'm going to open up for you guys. This is the ad, a reprint of it that was paid to put in the USA Today. Here it is. Dear we the people, American people, most citizens are not required to file an income tax return. The 16th Income Tax Amendment to the Constitution is a fraud. If you file, you waive or give up your Fifth Amendment rights to be silent and not give anything that could be used against you. Here it is, folks. Click on it. Download it. Read it. Please do. It's there for you to check it out for yourself, okay? And if you go on the left-hand side, folks, okay, and you see, I'm going to zoom in on this a little bit more if I can, as I zoom in on a little bit more. There's a quote that's very telling, okay? Very telling. So here on this page, you see that the officials of the government agreed to come to a debate. Okay? So let me split this paragraph, okay? But look at this paragraph here. However, on June 2nd, the White House reneged on the promises it made during the April 13th meeting to come and debate the legality of tax. Right? As with the three previous conferences, they don't ever want to show up. The government has again refused to debate the grievances of the people about the income tax fraud. And so here's what happened, folks. On telephone, Jason Furman, insider, bureaucrat, deep state crook. He's still out there. He was with the Clinton White House at that time. He told Robert Schultz of We the People Foundation, quote, folks, this is going to shock you. Get ready. Here's what it said. The legality of the income tax is not a high priority item at the White House. Whoa. What do you mean? The legality of income tax is not a high priority item. You just want American people's money? You don't care if it is legal or not? You just take people's money in violation of the law? Well, the only people that take people's money without law allowing it, authorizing it, are outlaws, criminals, crooks, and thieves. That's what the U.S. government is openly admitted that it's becoming. On behalf of the White House, Clinton White House, that's what Jason Furman told Bob Schultz. Oh, wow. I bet you didn't know about that, my friends, did you? Mr. Furman continues, and we will not participate in any conference on the subject. Well, why am I not surprised? Because crooks, criminals, outlaws, and thieves, of course they want to expose themselves by coming to a public conference and talk about it, right? Yeah, come back at me. Of course they don't want to talk about it. Naturally, they want to cover it up. You didn't know about this before, did you? 20 years ago, folks, I remember this stuff happening as it was happening. So, what do we do? We, the People Foundation, Freedom Law School, and over 100,000 other great patriotic American people were involved in this. I mean, We the People Foundation had over 120,000 people on the email list at the time. What did we do? Next year, We the People Foundation raised money from its members and put 3 more ads in USA Today. Let's look at the screen. I'll show you, okay? So we're going to go to Educate Congress page that I had you open, and here you see, on this page, U.S. Today ads of February 2001, March 2001, okay? And, you know, there's more of them. So let's open them up. Here it is one. Here's one of them. What do these three people have in common? All ex-IRS agents who have resigned their positions and joined a growing number of former and present IRS officers, attorneys, certified public accountants, and retired judges who believe and assert that income tax is a fraud, folks. That's basically what it says. That's one of them. The second ad, then on 2001, is this one right here. Okay, these are about employers who stop withholding taxes from their employees' paychecks. And let's see, here we go. Here it is, the last one here. And this one about, do you have to follow a federal income tax return will pay income tax? These experts say no. Okay? Folks, all this stuff, material I just showed you, you should read for yourself. Don't believe anything about me. But guess what happened, folks? Look at me. Guess what happened after all these ads came out yesterday? there was going to be a fourth ad in USA Today. And when the People Foundation was told by USA Today, no more ads for you. We are a for-profit corporation. We want to make money in the newspaper, but we don't want your money. No more ads for you. What happened? Pretty obvious. The big media, big corporation, big government, they're all in cahoots together against we the people. The message was sent from somebody in the government, hey, man, these guys are waking up the American sheeple. They're waking up the sheeple. You gotta stop giving exposure. Don't take their money. So no more ads were placed by US Today anymore. And then, so what happened is a congressman at Bartlett came to the help of Bob Schultz, okay, and got the government to agree to come to debate. What happened, Bob Schultz, head of the We the Foundation, said, I'm going to go on a hunger, fast, till death until government comes and debate this. An agreement was reached. A Congress in Bartlett with U.S. Department of Injustice, one of the head honchos of them, and the IRS head honcho, to have a debate. That was going to happen later in 2001, but events of September 11 happened. 9/11/2001 happened. Yeah, the U.S. Trade Center, World Trade Center was blown up, Pentagon, all that. So country was in shock. Debate was canceled, and the government reneged, and that's it. No more. We don't want to talk to you anymore. The whole 9/11 thing just totally just took the country's attention away from the income tax to the whole attack on America. The whole fraud they claim was done by a guy in a cave in Afghanistan, a bunch of lies. It was done by, you know, the Zionists, Mossad, and CIA, and Dick Cheney, those crooks covering up for them. I know because I'm a Jewish from Iran myself, folks. Don't try to say I'm anti-Semitic. I'm Jewish born. It was done by Mossad and covered up by the crooks in the top levels of the U.S. government to cover up for them to get us in war with, for Israel and attack on our rights and our freedoms. You know, TSA, oh, at the airport to check you, strip you, right? All that stuff. Worked very nice for them to take our rights away. Anyhow. So after that, Bob Schultz spoke at Freedom Law School's Freedom Rally. Come to my screen, I'll show you. I'm going to show you a speech. He gives him more beef into this whole story, which I'm summarizing for you, okay, of how he came across Joe Bannister and how he tried to get the government to answer, and they wouldn't do that. Let's go to my screen, okay? We're going to go to, again, to the income tax reward under education materials tab. And we're going to go below the two videos I showed you. Is that up here? It is Bob Schultz. Okay? Here it is. He spoke at Freedom Law School's Freedom Rally. And in almost 2 hours, he explained in detail. Here it is. You see Bob Schultz. This whole story of how his nonprofit foundation, after came across Joe Bannister, try to get the government to come and answer Joe Bannister's research about income tax fraud and the other experts in the tax honesty movement. And the government doesn't answer. They're just hiding. They want to keep the American people in the dark. So that is something you need to watch in more detail to understand the big story. And then what happened, folks, is a few years later, this documentary called America, you go down to this, you see this, the America, this America Freedom of Fashion, a documentary was produced, okay, by a guy named Aaron Russo, okay? And Aaron Russo, let me show his picture, folks. Yeah, you'll see him. He passed away. He was the friend of mine since 1993, and Aaron Russo was the producer of the film Trading Places. With with Eddie Murphy. He covered, see, this is Bob Schultz trying to get with the government to come and answer the illegality income tax. It's all there. He covers the We the People Foundation story. Andrew Berenson with the IRS, income tax fraud. Okay? And he has all his experts talking about this stuff. And here he is, Aaron Russo, right here. This is Aaron Russo. He passed away of cancer about maybe, 6 months after his documentary came out. Here he is talking to the Commissioner of Internal Revenue, the former one. Okay? This guy named Cohan about legality income tax. And his Cohan was a lawyer, head of the IRS, couldn't show Aaron Russo on video legality income tax and won't just walk out, end of the interview. So Aaron Russo go over this whole thing of income tax fraud, the money system, the Federal Reserve is privately owned by the big banks, Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citi, the big banks in New York own the money system in America. Every dollar in the system is lent out by banks, made out of thin air by banks, and lent out to the people. Corporations or government expose the Federal Reserve and attacking our rights and our freedoms. Folks, this is over 10 years old, and much of what was predicted in this documentary is happening today. Okay? So, look at me, folks. This is the videos you got to watch. Okay? So, basically, folks, there's no law requiring average American to file income tax. Right? Now, here's what happened. The IRS shut down Joe Berenson, shut him up. They tried to put him in jail. Now Joe Berenson announced at Freedom Monster's 1999 rally that he will not file on income tax after he files his 1999 tax return with his wife by April of 2000, year 2000. That was his last year. He didn't file on income tax. And the IRS came after him to indict him. They indicted him, but not for not having filed on income tax. Wait a minute. He openly said, I'm not filing on income tax. It's a lie. It's a fraud. And he didn't. Why didn't they come after him? Because they knew Joe would have all these things. His USDA ad reprints, his report, his speeches at C-SPAN 2, all this stuff. Shown to the jury. He had the right to show it to the jury. This is my research. This is my conclusions. I try to ask them. They never show me I'm wrong. I must have been right. Who are the crooks? Obviously not me. The crooks must be on the other side. That lawyer of U.S. Department of Injustice, U.S. Attorney. They are the crooks. The deep state. The same crooks, folks, that try to frame candidate and President Donald Trump. And get rid of Donald Trump. It's all over the media, Fox News, internet. I try to get rid of President Trump. These lawyers, the Department of Injustice, the head of the beast of the deep state. Below them is the CIA, FBI, IRS, NSA, Homeland Security. The lawyers tell all these guys what they can and cannot do. They're the ones that attack Donald Trump. They're the head of that whole power structure to put people in jail. Right? So, let's go to the screen. I'm going to show you what they tried to Joe. I'm going to show you briefly the indictment of Joe Bannister, what they tried to do to shut him up. And I was at the trial in Sacramento, California, by the way. And what they tried to do is they tie him up with a guy named Al Thompson, who did a bunch of wrong stuff. By tying up to Al Thompson's mistakes, they try to give him a conspiracy. Let's go through the screen. So a conspiracy to rip off the government. Okay? Here it is. Back to our $300,000 income tax reward page. Educate Congress page. Educate Congress tab. Under education materials, go there. And when you go down there, on the downloads again, we go down there again. You see the indictment. You have Joe Berenson indictment. November 2004. Okay? They could have charged Joe for not having filed income tax for year 2000. 2003. 4 years. Joe was required to file income tax according to government, and he didn't. They did not charge him for that. Here's an indictment from U.S. Department of Justice fax cover sheet they faxed to Joe Bannister. Check it out for yourself, folks. Here it is. United States of America versus Joe Bannister and Walter A. Thompson. There it is. Right? Now, let's go back. Here's a press release the U.S. Attorney Office did on Joe Bannister when they indicted him. Let's check this out, folks. Okay? Where they say, oh, we're going to get this bad guy, this crook, this criminal. There's a press release of United States Department of Injustice in Eastern District of California. Here it is. Actual reprint of that. For immediate release, right? November 18, 2004. Certified public accountant and Reading business owner charged in tax conspiracy. Ooh. Here it is. Include a 17-count indictment charging Joe the Bannister, 41 of San Jose, and Walter Thompson with multiple tax crimes, right? Yeah. They were charged with crime of conspiring to defraud the United States by impairing and impeding the Internal Revenue Service, right? So here, let's go to the next page, folks. You know, the IRS prosecutes every year about 2,000 people for tax crimes. And the commissioner of the IRS almost never, ever speaks publicly about any single defendant or two. Maybe a big law firm or big accounting firm, something like that, yeah. But about individuals, too small time to talk about it in a press release. But guess what? The Commissioner of Internal Revenue talked about Joe Bannister. Yep. Yep. He took the time to talk about Joe Bannister. Right? I'm going to show you right now. I'm going to make it bigger for you. Here it is. This is IRS Commissioner Mark W. Everson. Right? Here's his words. Joe Bannister, the former IRS agent, knew exactly what he was doing. Oh, really? Joe knew what he was doing. Yeah. Oh, we agree, Mr. Commissioner. He knew what he was doing. He didn't file up income tax because there's no law requiring the average American to file up income tax. But you didn't charge him with that. How come? How come you didn't try to put him in jail, Mr. Everson, for not having to file up income tax? Is it because your lawyers know there's no law? They knew that Joe would embarrass the government before the jury be acquitted by showing his book to the jury of 12 innocent Americans who would be exposed to the truth for the first time about income tax law and fraud? And Mike, man, and this Mr. Everson has the gall to claim tax professionals and employers who break the law will be held accountable. Yeah, like Joe Bannister, huh? Well, guess what, folks? Joe Bannister was acquitted. Okay? I got to put this acquittal on there, by the way. I got to put it on there. He was acquitted. It's just basic history. Everybody knows. In fact, look at me, folks. I'm going to see if I can put it on the screen. Let me see if I can pull it up for you. Because I wrote an article about it myself in the American Free Press. Let me see if I can pull it up for you guys. Okay. No, I don't think I have it here. No, don't have it on there. So anyhow, here's a website, Public Recourse talks about it. He was acquitted. Okay. Anyhow, don't worry about it, folks. We can talk about it later on. Look at me, folks. Bottom line, he was acquitted. You can go on YouTube, by the way, type in Joe Bannister, and he talked about it, by the way, to the jurors afterwards. You can see it on YouTube. Joe Bannister talking to jurors. Look it up. It'll come up. Since then, Joe Bannister has not filed paid income tax at all. He's 2019 right now. He's not filed paid income tax for 18 years. The IRS doesn't come after him. Why? Look. The government, the IRS, claims there's a law requiring every one of you to file income tax, right? So why do they have this biggest, what they label as, tax protester, illegal tax protester, illegally told people to break the law and not pay their fair share of taxes? That's what they try to label us. Why do they try to put him in jail? I, Payman Mutahede, the founder and President Freedom Law School, have not filed and paid income tax since 1989, a regular income tax. Since 1989, almost 30 years ago, and I talk about it openly, including the IRS spies listening on the Freedom Hour and spying on me, trying to shut me down. They can't, because I'm telling the truth. I can back up everything I say and show it to the jury. 12 innocent Americans who hear my story will acquit me and in effect saying the crooks are on the other side of this courtroom, the government lawyers, the prosecutors. They're the crooks. They're the criminals that should go in jail. They're the ones that should be held accountable for committing treason on the U.S. Constitution and American people and federal laws. Problem is, they control the major media in this country, folks. You know that. Everybody knows that. CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, you know, Washington Post, LA Times, they're all controlled. Even Fox News, folks, who is better than the other ones, even they're controlled. They don't talk about this stuff. Right? As long as you don't know, they take advantage of your ignorance. Now. So you're asking me probably, Payman, well, what am I going to do about it? What can I do? That's you, Payman. That's Joe Bannister. What can me? So you're probably thinking, what can a little me do about this? What you can do is this, my friends. You step in our shoes of Joe Bannister. And you write to your congressman about the Joe Bannister story, all these documents I showed you, the videos I showed you. You send them, along with the cover letter, to your two U.S. senators and your House of Representative member, all three of them, and tell them, look, bud, here's a story of Joe Bannister. Tell me that he's wrong. Show me that he's wrong. Otherwise, he must be right. I mean, obviously, Congress and in the White House, IRS, Department of Injustice never answered Joe Bannister then. I don't think anything really changed, but I'm going to give you one more try on my own, me, myself. I want you to answer me if I'm wrong. Correct me. I am willing to be corrected if I'm wrong. Please show me. If not, you must stop this fraud on the American people because you took an oath to uphold the Constitution more enemies, foreign and domestic. Now let's go back to my screen. I'm going to show you about that. Folks, all these, every government employee, every politician, everybody in the executive branch, every IRS agent, the president, they all must take an oath to uphold the Constitution. Look at my screen. I'll show you. Okay? Again, on this page, on the Educate Congress page that we're at, right? On the education materials. Okay? Here it is, folks. You see Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, taking an oath. He was elected president. He got the electoral votes to become a president. So he took that oath. He was still not officially the president. And if he would refuse to take the oath, he would not be president. Everybody in the government must take an oath to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution. Of course, they're supposed to uphold that oath. They go break it, but they're supposed to uphold it. They're supposed to take that oath before they take that job. Okay? So here it is, folks. And here's the law of... Title 5, Section 3331. I'm going to open that for you right there. This is a law the government employees all must take, here it is, you know, take uphold the Constitution. 5 U.S., the United States Code. Okay? The president has his own individual oath, but here is oath of office for all of them. You can read it for yourself, folks. Come back to this page and read in detail the oath all these guys take. And you're confronting, as you should write, these guys about their oath. You can confront them, you can persuade them, you can talk to them nicely, whatever. It's up to you. We're going to try to be respectful. We try to confront them kindly, respectfully. But here's a sample letter. And it downloads. Here's a redress of grievance letter. You click on it. Here it is. It's a sample letter I've written, folks. I recommend you use it, or you can make your own letter if you want to. Don't change it too much. Don't push patriot mythology by UCC, sovereign citizens, common law, yellow fringe flag, admiral, your name in all capital letters, nonsense in there, okay? Don't throw that stuff in there. Okay, here it is. Sample letter I've written for you. You can use to your representatives in government and tell them about Joe Bannister's story with the People Foundation, all this stuff. Okay? Free. It's on our website. Use it. Write it. Send it to all of them. Okay? And have all this stuff attached. All this material attached, folks. You should do that. It's all on our website. Like all this material. Okay? You should have all that stuff attached and send to your 3 representatives in U.S. government, 2 U.S. senators, and your House representative member. Okay? Now look at me, folks. All this information here is on our Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org for free. Do it. Free it. You don't need to pay Freedom Law School anything. It's your right. It's your duties in America. Duty to correct these people in government. The, you know, the IRS is the creation of the Congress. You're asking Congress to rein in the deep state in the IRS, to rein in the deep state in the Department of Justice. They're the only ones that can do it, Congress. So exercise your rights. Now you might say, oh, they don't listen to you. You know, I know, unfortunately, there are a lot of outlaws in government, but you got to do your best. You got to give it your best shot. What else are you going to do? Take guns and shoot them all up? I believe in the Second Amendment. Don't get me wrong. Right to bear arms? Absolutely. We have a right to another bloody revolution like the founding fathers? Absolutely, we have that right. We might have to use it someday. Absolutely. But keep your powders dry, folks. Not time yet. We have to exercise a First Amendment right to free speech, association, assembly, press to publicize this stuff, assemble, get together about all this stuff like we're doing right now on this presentation. It's part of that. And to get a right to our congressman to change this crooked criminal way that the U.S. government has become enslaving and making people poor, folks. Folks, people don't have money in America to have savings. In debt with credit cards. Because your money's stolen from you, wasted in deep state crookedness of all these wars. All the corporate welfare, Amazon paid zero income tax. The most profitable company in the whole United World, Amazon, for 2 years in a row, paid zero income tax. Yet you work a minimum wage job at a fast food restaurant, Walmart, whatever, and you pay income tax from the get-go. Social Security tax, Medicare income tax. Amazon paid zero any of those taxes 2 years in a row. That's crooked. They bought off the politicians. We got to take our government back. And the way to do it is write to them. So do this. Now, I want you all to do this as much as possible, but some of you are going to say, Paymon, it's too much trouble. All this stuff. I could burn all these videos on DVD to send to my congressman and print out a USA Today ad. Because the ones I have Freedom Law School, folks, are look at this. Full page big ad reprints. I got these on, and you see these big ones. These all open them up. Here's all 4 of them. I have them all reprinted. See, here it is. All 4. Nicely. You know, here they are. Conveniently for you. I produce them in mass. You have to print them out yourself. So some people tell me, Pam, I don't want the hassle. I don't want to start trouble to do all this stuff. Can you help me with that? I want to participate. I want to be part of the solution. Okay? And can you help me? Can you do it for me? Sure. Look at my screen. I'll show you how we do that. Okay? Let's go to our screen, James. Okay? When you go to Freedom Lawson's website, again, on our front page, what you want to do, go to Course Packages menu. We go to Course Packages, double-click on Course Packages. And scroll down, any of these three top packages, the Beginner's Freedom Package, Simple Freedom Package, and the Royal Freedom Package, which is the IRS Peace of Mind Insurance Program. All of these include these letters, will be prepared for you, addressed to your two U.S. senators, the House of Representatives members, with the U.S. Today Ads, Joe Barrister's book, the videos, everything I showed you, all the downloads, everything will be. In fact, Freedom Lawson will even mail it out for you. We'll pay the postage by priority mail. Ship them out to them for answers. You just got to sign the letters. Get back to Freedom Law School, we mail it out for you. All these three include that. Now, if you want to get a more affordable one, the Beginner's Freedom Package is the most affordable one you can do. Here it is. You can read the details about it. It's education material. Freedom Law School Level 1 course is material I showed you. You're going to get five of them. Why do you get five of Joe Barrister reports? Okay, why do you get five of the C-SPAN debates on DVD? Five USA Today ads. Why do you get five sets of Bob Schultz's speech at, with the people, you know, at Freedom Rally? Okay, and USA Today ads. The reason you get five because you send out three and you keep two. Look at me now. Let me tell you, here's a critical importance. You see, folks, we're going against the crooked deep state in a two-pronged attack and defense at the same time. We're doing political, riding to Congress to affect political change. At the same time, we're doing a legal defense. So by you riding to Congress with this material, now if they want to come after you, try to put you in jail for not having filed income tax, bam, here's your defense. Just like Joe Bannister. You will go to show Joe Bannister's report, yesterday at his videos, his speech, all that, the letter to Congress we wrote. You'll get to show all that to the jury and show that you are the good guy. The criminal is there. The government lawyer, prosecutor, U.S. attorney, they're the criminals. They're the ones that should be in jail for trying to put an innocent person like you in jail. The other two is your backup copy. Now, the government may have these videos, you know, and their records, but you want to make sure the jury gets to see that. You have those two to be able to show the jury that. You have two because you, in case you lose one, you get a backup one. That's where you get five of them. Okay? I want to be sure that you're prepared, folks. Prepare. Now, so let's go back to screen. See, building a defense, folks. This is building a defense here, as you see here. And there's a bunch of other books and materials, videos are here. And, you know, this package is only $900, folks. And here it is. If you know, you can get that for a third down, $300 down, and make payments if you want. No problem. It's all available. It's up to you. Okay? Just one option. Some of you now may want to get payments and payment. I really want more. I really want peace of mind. I really want somebody to help me and give me, protect me some more. Here's a simple fear package. That's an option. If you want to do that, folks, I'm just going to briefly mention it to you. This is the biggest fear package I share to you, except you get unlimited consultation about the IRS freedom tax, legal issues, anything about freedom, government oppression, consultation, and you get the membership in a legal defense fund, which provides for representation costs fully prepaid. Okay? In case they come out, they put you in jail, Freedom Law School will pay the lawyers' fees, okay, and legal expenses. Now, because this has a legal defense fund, that's a special feature. The Simple Freedom Package is $4,000 to start and $1,200 a year, every year thereafter. So, if you're interested in that, that's an option available to you. And the last option you have, if you want to write to Congress, but if you want, is for those who say, "Pay money, I really want to have peace of mind from the IRS. I don't want these guys to hurt me, take my bank account, paycheck, steal my money." So people have asked me. That's why I created this IRS Peace of Mind Insurance. This was not my idea. This was people asking me for this. So eventually I said, fine. In 2000 when I started this program. And this is a simple freedom package. This is the only IRS Peace of Mind Insurance thing in America. Because everything is done for you at no extra charge. Everything. IRS comes up, audits, notice deficiencies, collection due process hearing, summonses, they want to take your house. You know, whatever it is, harassment, it's all done for you at no extra charge. One flat fee. Okay? First year membership is only $7,000 for the first year. And after that, annually, it's only $4,500 for Californians and $4,000 for everybody else. That's it. Now, I could charge a lot more for this, but we feel not good doesn't. Why? Because I want you to afford it. Now, think on how much income tax are you paying. Social Security, Medicare, and regular income tax. By the way, the state income tax is covered also here. Add it up. Okay? This is a no-brainer for anybody that makes at least $40,000 a year because you pay more than that income tax anyhow to the fees. So that's an option you can look at. Further details about it is on our website. Okay? So let's go back to Freedom Law School's main page, folks. Bottom line is this, folks. You have options. These education materials at Educate Congress is, I believe, something you really all must watch. Okay? Go over this video second, third time. And write your congressman. All right, let's go to your questions, folks. Now I'm gonna go every Thursday night. I answer your questions about any freedom issue at no extra charge whatsoever. Okay, so you could also fax or email mail documents, and I'll go over them at this Freedom Hour at no charge. But you gotta get it to me before the Freedom Hour. I'll be able to go over them for you, and that's not a problem. The number to call is area code. Where's the number at here? The 657 area code, James. Can you give me the number, please, that we had here? Okay, it's on your screen, by the way, the number. 657 area code number. Now, let me announce it, James. Give me the number one more time, please. So if you have questions, folks, you want to call. On YouTube questions, yes, I will take them. But it's better if you can call because I can understand your question fully and fully answer your question. So those of you on YouTube, type in your question. I'll do my best, but call in to 657-383-1755. Again, 657-383-1755. Press number 1 on your telephone keypad. That way we'll know you have a question to answer your question. Now, on YouTube, someone's asking, what if the congressmen, senators, reply with the Sixth Amendment BS as if it is a part of the U.S. Constitution? Okay, from a Javier B. Well, Javier, here's the bottom line. If you ask somebody, hey, you're at a store, what's the price of these apples? You want to buy some apples, what's the price of these apples? And the guy answers you by saying, well, that's a nice tie you have. Or he says, oh, you want to buy some milk? Or he says, oh, we have some good, fresh, high-quality steak in today. You want some? What would you think about that? Obviously, he ignored you. Very simple. You ask a question about this, and the answer you would, this. You didn't ask about this. You asked about this. They need to answer your question. So any BS answer they give you is not answering you, which is saying, Javier, you're right. But since I know I cannot answer you truthfully, I'm just going to evade it. Pretend as if there's no pink elephant in the corner room that I see and just change the subject to something else, hoping that you just forget about it. So that's a no answer. Sadly, at this time, I've seen these senators, House members, either ignore you altogether or give you off-the-wall answers, don't address your questions. That's what we have. That is why more of us, more of you, need to do this. Get these letters out to your congressman. Bring effect political change. Now with internet, where everybody can download this stuff off your own computer, put them on your own printer in your home easily, it's easy. You all should be doing this, folks. You should all get this stuff out there. And you build your defenses. And you should, and I'll tell you this, after you do this homework on this, yes, I'm telling you, it's your patriotic duty to stop filing and paying income tax. Yes. Study this material carefully, fully. And you'll come to the conclusion on your own. And what I'm telling you is the truth. If I'm lying to you, expose me. Please. Please. Call me on the Freedom Hour. Expose me. Now, let me tell you something else. You need to do this stuff. Another reason. If you've already stopped filing income tax, folks, let me tell you something else. You need to do this. Because in the court system, the government lawyer will tell the judge to not shoot, let you talk about the law. And shut your mouth to cover up your defense. So don't tell the jury about your story. Just talk off of your head. Tell us on top of your head. And the government lawyer says, Judge, we all know you are God here. The law comes from your mouth. And you, the holiness of the source of the law, whatever comes out of your mouth, Judge, that's the law. So we can order the defendants, these tax cheats, don't try to talk the law to the jury and confuse the jury. Confuse the jury? Yeah. Because the government lawyer gets the judge to agree with him that IRS Code Section 1, 61, 63, 6011, and 6012, maybe one or two more sections, somehow in combination, magically require this guy and all Americans to file pay income tax. And the jurors, since they almost always are all filers, because they usually are government employees or big corporate employees who can take time off for a jury trial, it doesn't hurt them because they get paid by their employers to be there. They're withholding from the paychecks of the file to get it back. They're all filers. They don't have to question the judge on this. They just assume that, well, everybody knows you got to file income tax. I file and pay. You do too, right? Yeah, sure. We all do, right? Yeah. Of course, everybody knows. The judge told us too. Of course, if you read the actual code section, they don't show that. So you see, folks, you must do this process of making a record of your attempt to get the truth. Send Joe Bannister a report. Yes, I have to pay for this to get it to you. You can get it at Joe Bannister's website, agentfortruth.com, agentfortruth.com. Also, freedomabovefortune.com is Joe Bannister's website. He has two of them, freedomabovefortune.com and agentfortruth.com. Get the book from him or for free on law school and get his material out there. Because now, because you relied upon right your congressman to correct you if you're wrong, now you get to bring it to your defense. Look, I try to get answers. I didn't just stop on my own. I took the time and money, cost me money, buying the book, postage, writing a letter to my congressman to get some answers. I'm serious about this. That shows you seriousness. It's a one-time investment, folks. One time you got to do this thing at the minimum. So do it yourself, or the minimum, get the beginner's freedom package, which is $900, $300 down payment. You can make payment on the rest with Freedom Law School, no problem. But get it done any way you want to. Now you can go to jury and show it to them. And you have peace of mind, folks, that you know You got the truth on your side. You done your homework. Like Joe Banister, like me. That's why they don't dare to try to take me to a criminal tax trial or Joe Banister for having willfully failed to file income tax. Because I show him, well, I helped Joe Banister edit his book for him. Yeah, I taught him. He's my student. We did this stuff together. Yeah, I talk about it all the stuff. And the jury going to say, what? See, you want to be in our shoes. So that's what you do with your homework. Now, I know you're excited about this. This new information or additional information. You knew something about the subject and you learned a lot more. What you want to do, folks, is you share this information with your friends, family members, coworkers. You should. You really should, for your own defense and the right thing to do. I was at a criminal tax trial earlier this year, and the U.S. attorney prosecuting this guy for taxes, Non Fowler, said, this guy didn't believe what he was talking about. We had this witness, he was on the stand. We asked him, did he talk to you about there's no law requiring you to file income tax? And he said, no. We asked him, name some people that you talk about income tax being a fraud. You know, he couldn't name hardly anybody. If he really believed it, that this whole income tax is a fraud, he'd be talking about this from the rooftops. To everybody, to his friends, coworkers, family members. So guess what? You need to do that. You need to share this information, this video, Freedom Law School's YouTube channel, become a subscriber. Get our freedom education package at our website at livefreedom.org. Get that. Get our education material sent to you. Check out our YouTube channel, our videos. Get this information out there. Your friends, coworkers, anybody on social media, you know, on Twitter, email, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you got. Get it out there. We send you by mail multiple of these educational packages to hand out to people physically. Yes, just call Freedom Law School, 813-444-4800. We'll mail you as many of these freedom education packages to you free to pass out and educate our fellow American citizens. We'll pay for it. You pass it on, my friend. It's a win-win deal. Do your part, my friend. You know it's the right thing to do. You feel right about it. Just do it. Okay? So, all right, we're going to go back to your question. Anybody with the questions, remember the call number is area code 657-383-1755. Folks, remember this. Right now is a slow time. January, I'm going to get really busy with people calling about, oh, I just heard about this. I don't know if I'm going to file income tax. I'm going to get very busy. So if you have questions, now, before January is the time, before tax season comes up in January, is the time to ask you questions. Otherwise, I got a lot to do. I'm going to scoot out of here and be back with you guys next Thursday night with another edition of the Freedom Hour. So if you have any questions, again, call the number. Is area code 657-383-1755. Then press 1 on your telephone keypad, and that will let us know that you have a question, and then we'll have you go live with me to get the question answered. Okay? All right. Since you have nobody with questions, folks, again, I want to thank you for being with me. And remember, share this video with your friends tonight, now. Send it out to your friends. Email it to your friends. Watch this about ex-IRS agent. Tell it like it is. Get it out right now, tonight, folks. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get out to your friends. Email it to them. Put it on your Facebook page. You realize that's the two main ways information gets out these days is by emailing your friends, two on Facebook. Okay? Put it out there. You can become, of course, fan of Freedom Law School on Facebook. We have a Facebook page also. We have almost 4,000 fans on Facebook as well. And I post stuff in there, here and there. Sometimes also, folks, you know, we got a question looks up something on YouTube. So let me get that question from James, what it is. Answer questions that you have. Oh, good, James. Just pass the question to me, my friend. because, you know, people are eager. All right, let's see what the question says on YouTube. People are shy to call. That's okay. How do you keep from paying taxes when they take it out of your pay? You stop them from taking your money out of your paycheck. That's how. Okay? That's a great question. Now, I've done a Freedom Hour about this YouTube channel recently. Okay? Look, I'm going to take it on my screen to our YouTube channel. Okay? Myself, show you what all this stuff is. Okay? Let's go to our screen. We're going to go to YouTube. Okay? And I'm going to show you. Now, pretty soon, there will be other places besides YouTube because YouTube says eventually, we believe, will cancel us. So I don't trust them. So we're going to, on our website, we always have a backup site coming up soon. You're going to go on there, put Freedom Law School. Okay? Freedom Law School, you type it in there in your search, it comes up, right? You've done that before. Here's our subscribers. Here we go. Freedom Law School, almost 16,000 subscribers. Click on that. Go to videos. When you go to videos tab, what you want to do on the right side of the screen, middle right, sort by newest added, date added. New drop down menu, newest added, date added. Do that, okay? Now you do it this way, the newest ones come first. And since anything since February of 2019 is all videos, is a new and the best stuff. And you can see it right here. The ones with the picture starting, these ones. These are all videos. Okay? Start right here. The one 6 months ago says going live tonight. No law requires, you know, start with these ones. Start with these folks. And I've done the How to Stop Income Tax Withholding. In fact, I've rebroadcast it several times, actually, this stuff, okay? Let me see what I did. Recently I did that. So here we go. Here's what I did 2 months ago. Here it is. How to Legally Stop Income Tax Withholding. You see that? Yep. Just click on that like I'm going to do it right now. And here it is. Here it is. That's me, yours truly, talking about this issue. Okay? Now, that is based upon, let's go to our website, Freedom Law School. On this page, under education materials, go down to how to stop income tax withholding. All right? How to stop income tax withholding. You click on that. Okay? And on this page, I show you exactly how to write to your congressman about income tax fraud, confront him about with the law, with a copy of the law, and then when they don't refute you that you're wrong, because you're not wrong, you are right, then you go to your employer, tell them to stop withholding from your pay. Here's a sample letter, fill in the blank letter for you. There it is, folks. Just fill in the blank. Right? Your senators, House members, it's all there. Everything, all the laws, code sections are hyperlinked, right? There are all these code sections are hyperlinked, easy to read, okay? And also the links to laws are right here too, hyperlink for you. There's a one Supreme Court case, Gould versus Gould. Love that case. You got to read a short case. It's all there. Sample letter to your congressman is there. And sample letter to your employer. Here it is. Sample letter to your employer. With your company's payroll manager's name, whoever in charge of accounting, tell them, hey, I work with my congressman. There's no law. Requiring you to withhold from my pay. You're not a withholding agent. I'm not a foreigner. Only foreigners are subject to withholding. I'm an American. Follow the law as written by Congress and stop withholding from my pay. Here it is. Okay? And of course, as always, I have this video of the Joe Bannister. You got to watch this stuff, folks. It's all there. Same four videos, the basic videos. You can watch it all day. Okay, American Republic? There's the answer for you there, my friend. Okay, we have no more questions. I got family to get to, folks. I want to thank you for taking from your busy schedule and be with me on Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, folks, 4 p.m. Pacific. Freedom Law School has this live Freedom Hour telling you about freedom law and your rights. Tell your friends about it, folks. Let them wake up. Give them a chance. They might be closed-minded. They might be not interested. So what? Tell another person. Keep talking about it. Sometimes you tell somebody and you find they says, oh, I heard about it from somebody last year or 6 months ago or 2 years ago. You're the third guy or fourth guy. Tell me about this stuff. You know, I didn't look at it before, but I think I'll check it out now. The average person takes 3 to 5 times, about 5 times, to hear about some idea to buy or product or service to buy. About 4 or 5 times, they gotta get exposed to it before they actually buy the idea or look into it seriously. So don't get as discouraged if your friends, family members do not respond to you positively the first time. So what? You tell them, somebody else tells them next year, a month from now, they'll look at it there. So do your part. You know what? Have fun. I do. Why not have fun at it, folks? You tell them the truth. You know the truth. You feel in your heart the truth. The truth needs to be exposed against the corrupt money powers. They have power. They have money. We have the truth. And there are numbers of us. The more of us with the truth, we can overcome the corrupt money and power that are enslaving you, the American people, to poverty. America can be a prosperous, free republic once again. You can get rid of income tax, reduce all this aggressive military to below 10%. We don't even need 10% of this military we got out there. America spends more on military than the next 10 countries combined. More than Russia, China, Germany, England, France, Italy, Japan, and more countries combined. We don't need all this military, folks. We don't need all this social programs. If we're not thrown into poverty with income tax and the Federal Reserve's phony money system, we would not need this social program. They say you need to save people from homelessness. We would not have homelessness, all caused by money system and our tax system. So do your part, my friends, and I'll be back with you next Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, with another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Good night. Great. Oh, come see. I'm going to show you something. Something I just realized. Something we need to fix in the future. Let me show you. Come on. Come here, please, and I'll show you.